I feel just like a rock star.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, live at Revelry. John and Lance, along with Dell. Nate Griffin's going to join us in this segment just a couple minutes from now. You can see us live on Channel 26 as well. This is where we're watching our games. Richmond and Mandel want you to come on by and hang out with us. Drink specials, happy hour, 3 to 7, all the games. You'll see every single game right here. And watch the game. And, oh, by the way, if you've never eaten here, food is delicious here.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah,
it's not bar food. This is a restaurant. We used to come. We came here after Rice games.
Yep.
When JT was over there, and after the game, you know, you're looking for somewhere late that would serve food. We came that was close, and right up the street from Rice, and it was actually we had big, you know, nice meals afterwards, and had a great time watching the late college football games here.
You know, I was here. We had a radio event where it was when the Texans played Monday Night Football. Or was it Thursday night or Monday night? Maybe it was Thursday night against the Broncos. Remember when Brock Osweiler went back to Denver?
Ugh.
It was gross. And then at halftime, I was able to stop watching that game and go to the Lil Dicky concert. So that was actually
a
plus.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was actually a plus.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that game was not super awesome. That was the 1 year of Brock Osweiler. Lance McCullers has put out a tweet.
I see it.
Baseball Bros said, disgusting video. Lance said, the issue here is no one cared as much until a video was leaked, and now everyone is outraged.
Okay, slow down. And I'm telling Lance right now.
No, hold on. Keep reading.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But to that fact, most of us didn't know about it until a video came out.
No.
We don't get Corpus News here, and we don't care about Astros minor league releases.
But his point, when I first read that sentence, I was like, ooh. But then he goes, this is the reality of domestic violence. It's always brutal, always sickening. We must fight for the victims, video or not. He should be in jail. This is true, though, because if Ray Rice, if we had heard a recounting of that story, it would have been short suspension, like it initially was, and it would have been, he would have still been playing football, don't you think?
Right.
If there's no video?
Right.
The video makes it real.
Well, and I'm saying, I agree, but most of us didn't know about it until the video came out. We don't get Corpus News up here and aren't on top of Astros minor league releases. Our legal system is broke when we have this indisputable evidence and can't prosecute. And that is, I don't care if she didn't want to press charges. I really don't give a rat's ass. We have indisputable evidence that he was committing a crime. I don't care if she wants to prosecute or not. It's terrible, and we are about to go on with. And we're looking at the camera right now, looking, and Nate is very serious. he's got a little bit of a grin, and here we go. And we're coming to Nate live at Revelry.
Hey guys, we're at Revelry on Richmond, and of course I'm with my guys, John Granato, Lance Zierlein, and Dell back at the studio. But you got to be proud of what Texas Southern did last night. First time in their history, NCAA history, they win a game. John, that's huge.
Yeah, it really is. It was a lot of fun, man. They came out. I'll tell you what, they came out smoking. They wouldn't let up. It didn't matter what North Carolina Central had for them. They answered, and it was a great, great game. That's a lot of – this is a fun time for every – I don't care. It was a play-in game, blah, 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 blah. That's a win, and you got to be proud, TSU.
Well, Mike Davis, he's got his name etched in stone over there at Texas Southern University. Now tonight, Lance, U of H, they got to get it done against San Diego State.
Yeah, they do, and but they – they played really they played good basketball down the stretch, had Cincinnati beat, if not for a late foul call, had a great shot to win the game.
Fake
at least
call.
And so exactly. So I like Houston's chances. I think Kelvin Sampson's experience and the Cougars' ability and to defend and the preparation for this game, I think he gives them a really good shot. I like the Cougs tonight.
All right, John and Lance joining me here from Revelry on Richmond. We'll have another one for you at 9 o'clock, maybe a little something else special as well, guys. Don here, back to you in the studio.
And we're
looking at the camera and enjoying the camera. Look with longingly.
Done.
Everyone, there it is.
And done.
Hey. And cut.
So let me ask you this.
I want to add something to your conversation real quick. You know Chief Art Acevedo, Houston.
Yeah.
Police Chief Art Acevedo, Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg, just last week announced that the procedure for domestic abuse problems are going to be changed. Domestic abuse, if there is a report, they go out and they stay. They don't leave. And if the person who was injured, the woman or man who was injured in this, if they do not want to press charges, they have to talk with a police officer before they will leave.
So the procedures have completely changed. I believe more than a few years ago that it didn't matter whether or not they wanted to prosecute, that the state had the right.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, the state has the right to prosecute even though the victim didn't want to prosecute.
Well, when there's video footage.
And like that.
Yeah, like it's one thing. Look, that's a slippery slope if there's no video footage, and if somebody wants to just put a case on you, you get a case. And then it may not hold up. But if somebody wants to put a case on you, you're going to catch a case. And then it either holds up or it doesn't based on the weight of you know, the circumstances, the weight of the evidence. In this particular instance, there is not any mitigating circumstances that would allow for somebody to slap a woman 5 times in the face.
That's horrible.
He wasn't defending himself. He wasn't, like, there is nothing that you could say.
Nothing.
Nothing that you could say. So you have evidence. You have evidence. Obviously, it was enough for the
Before I get out of here, I will say, I saw the video. It's horrible. I'm with you. I think if the father or the brother, they see this and they know what happened, whatever happens to that guy, it happens.
Yep.
The thing is, he's only, what, 24 years old?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's only 24.
Like that, yeah.
His baseball career is done.
Oh, no, he ain't playing anywhere else.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no chance. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Thanks. Thanks, appreciate
man.
It, Nate. Nate Griffin right here on ESPN 97.5 live at Revelry. All right, 713-780. Dan hung up. I think he needed some bracket help. He wanted bracket help. He wanted to talk. Rick, Dan, call back. We're going to get you. We got to catch up on break. 713-780-3776. Live from Revelry, Richmond at Mandel. Right here on ESPN 97.5. We're going to be here all day. Last week, we were at Tread the Window Frame where we saw that they have got some awesome new service bays going in just for pickup trucks. Three brand new service bays are being added as we speak. You know, they're spending them. Listen, you want your pickup to have all the accessories? You want that toolbox, that gun rack? Who doesn't need a gun rack on a pickup? Everybody does. You want to put that hitch on your pickup? Yeah. You want to put that grill guard on your pickup? Yeah. You want to do all the stuff that you got to have for your pickup? Yes. Okay. You want to get all of those accessories with Mateco. And if you look and you say, well, I want to do it through the dealership. I want Chevys or Fords or whatever. Go ahead, pay for all that. And see if their quality is any better than it is a Tread the Window Frame. And I'm going to tell you it's not. Because they make them right there, Mateco, awesome, awesome, awesome. You think that they don't make some of the best equipment in the world. When you see the toolbox, you're going to be like, wow. And you got the coolest, and the selection is unbelievable. So you're looking for all those accessories for your pickup. There's one place to go. 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit, trailerwheel.com. See for yourself at trailerwheel.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back, ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, and live at Revelry. Tomorrow, we're at Prime Social, Westheimer and Stony Brook, just off Voss. One light west of Voss on Westheimer. If you haven't been there, it is an awesome, awesome place to go play poker, and we are playing. We're going to start a tournament at 11 o'clock, $100 tournament. You'll get paid if you win. You'll get paid if you knock me and Lance out or Rafer Alston out. You're going to get paid cash.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yep.
There's
a bounty on us. There's a bounty on us, and so Skip is considered a pretty good player there. He's considered a pretty good player.
Well, if you think you're a bounty hunter,
yeah,
hey,
come
dog
on.
The bounty hunter, let's go.
Come on. You got a chance to win the whole tournament.
Yeah.
Let's go.
If you knock us out, then you're a great player.
Well, you know, it starts – actually, the tournament, I think, starts at 12.
At 12.
They've got one that starts every day at 12, so yeah. It's probably going to be the big tournament. But we're going to be there – maybe on different tables. I don't know how we're going to be lined up. Maybe on different tables.
Oh, they'll put us on different tables.
But this has a chance to be a really good tournament and one where you can make some money.
Absolutely.
You can absolutely make money. And it's a lot of fun. I'm telling you, man, these tournaments are so much fun. But you come after us, and if you get knocked out of the pot, they have rebuys too. So if you come after us and you don't, and you know, we just end up getting your entire stack of chips, then you can rebuy and come give us some more stack of chips.
Yeah. Lamont is asking, would you be offended by Danny Vasquez beating his gay lover? If the gay lover can't defend himself, then yes.
I'm not a big fan of domestic abuse.
No.
Sorry.
No, but if
Lamont,
if
I really don't care what it is.
If it's one man beating another man in a fair fight, then, oh, well, yes, I don't give a rat's ass. But if it's somebody who is dominating and the other person can't defend themselves, then that's terrible.
Yeah, one person is just intentionally abusing.
Yeah.
There's a very specific set of standards for abuse. One person is it is, you know, now I'm getting this stuff like you're victim blaming, because I said on Twitter I can't believe she engaged him after this. No one's victim blaming. I understand. That's the dumbest thing to say, victim blaming. That just means you're just looking for something. What are you going to be outraged about from this tweet? Because that's what you're doing. I understand that the mindset is something that I can't understand. I mean, there is the Stockholm syndrome at play, where your abusers, you have a tendency to back the abusers. I get that. I understand that. I'm just in passing saying I can't believe that she stayed with him after that. I literally can't believe she stayed with him after that, because I've got to believe that that's happened more than once. But the Astros did the right thing, or Corpus Christi did the right thing, and you know, got rid of him. But he was charged with a misdemeanor, and case was dropped.
Right.
And that's that. I have a hard time believing he ever plays in any level of minor league or professional baseball. When I say minor league, in association with a major league team.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever going
to
happen.
All right, let's get Rick in here. He wants to talk on the radio. We'll get Dan in here as well. We said we would. So let's go. Rick, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm okay. How about yourself, fellas? Y'all all right?
Yeah. Doing great.
Hey,
how are you,
about
man?
That. I'm okay. I saw that video last night, and man, that guy is really, really crazy. And the legal system is really messed up, because that guy should not be walking on the streets. He should be in jail. And if I was her brother or uncles, hey, I would take that guy, man, and do something really, really bad to that guy.
Yeah,
right.
It was,
absolutely. Absolutely.
It was not good. It was not good.
What else do you want to talk about?
Hey, I want to give a congratulations to TSU last night on a great game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had a heck of a game. They won. I was hoping that Arizona State would have won the game last night. There was a great game there when the guy missed the last three-point shot at the end of the game. And, hey, you guys doing a heck of a job, and just want to say thank you, man.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Felt really good for Mike Davis. You know, that's a guy who I think that's a really – after we talked to him, I think that was one of the more interesting conversations we had, about how he understands in the SWAC, only one bid is coming from the SWAC. So here's what you can do. You can either win your tournament or you're not going. Well, what's the best way to win your tournament? You can win 100 games. It doesn't matter. You can line up as many soft opponents or like opponents, I should say, not necessarily soft, but like opponents as you want. But does that really get you ready?
Yeah.
Mike Davis just said, it doesn't matter what our record is. We're going to go play tough teams, get ready, and when we hit when it comes time to win the conference tournament, we're going to be ready. We're going to be battle tested and ready to win the conference tournament.
And there's
right.
a financial.
And that's what they did.
There's a financial gain too. They're going on the road.
Yeah,
play if
you're going
teams,
to play it on the road, yeah, absolutely.
Pumping money into TSU's program as well.
Yeah,
right.
That's
absolutely.
That's a big one. You're making money. You're You're getting your team prepped for tougher competition. And who cares if they had a losing record? It's irrelevant because they won their conference
That's
tournament.
They
and now they're in the Big 64.
Yeah, if they win the conference tournament, they're in with whatever record. Dan wants to get in here. Let's get him in on ESPN. Dan hung up. Okay. 713-780-3776. Anybody else that wants to get in, you're more than welcome. Dan, we had the shortest wait times. There's nothing we can do about it. It's scientific. It's a fact that the shortest wait times of any radio show in the country are right here with John and Lance. And then when Raheel gets here, it lengthens. But it's still close. 713-780-3776 is the number to call and hang out with us here. All right. Who do you like the best? What the signings this signing period? Who do you like what they did?
Chicago Bears. I actually like Jacksonville too. I thought Jacksonville by adding they got Mark. You know, they hung on to Marquise Lee, but who was the other one? They added another. Who was the other wide receiver they just added yesterday? Just last night. I'll pull it up here in just a second because they just added another wide receiver, and I thought, man. This is really
Dante
smart.
Moncrief.
Yeah, Dante Moncrief.
Yeah.
So they
got
added
Norwell,
Dante.
Moncrief, DJ Hayden, and Don Carey.
Yeah, I don't care so much about DJ Hayden
Marquise
or Carey.
And Marquise Lee and Ben Koyak.
But re-signing Marquise Lee was important. But then adding Dante Moncrief. I'm not saying Dante Moncrief is better than Allen Robinson. But what I'm saying is you don't have to panic now at wide receiver. Like, you're okay because Keelan Cole looks like a pretty decent player. And they also have DeeDee Westbrook, who they just drafted. So I think they are going to be okay at wide receiver, unfortunately. Koyak's just kind of Koyak's just a guy.
Draft another one.
Yeah, Koyak's just a guy. They will absolutely draft a playmaking tight end or a pass-catching tight end at some point in this draft, I think, or some type of tight end in this draft. Norwell is a good addition. You know, I want to point out something, though, about, and Dell Note can speak to this, the Miami Dolphins. This is a perfect example of what not to do. The Miami Dolphins. This is where you get yourself in trouble. When you try to buy your way into legitimacy or you just try to, you know, buy prospects, look at what Miami has done so far in the offseason. Let me pull it up for you.
Albert Wilson.
Yeah,
Danny Amendola.
So they sign two wide receivers,
yeah.
Who Albert Wilson, by the way.
They traded for Robert Quinn.
Is Danny Amendola going to be a factor with anyone but?
I don't know that.
Okay.
Has that really worked out for any of the little white wide receivers after they left Tom Brady?
Well, Jarvis Landry they cut. Okay.
They traded.
They traded to Cleveland. Julius Thomas, they cut. Ndamukong Suh, they cut. Lawrence Timmons, they cut. These are guys that they're trying to build around. You know, you're trying to give up capital to buy yourself into a better core. And what ended up happening because of it? Well, your tight end never was a factor at all. And Ndamukong Suh was solid. I think Suh was solid, but was he worth the money that you spent?
He just didn't change the course of a defense. I mean, he was fine as a player individually.
And what about Lawrence Timmons?
The Lawrence Timmons thing is so wacky because they signed him. He seems solid throughout the preseason. Then the first game, he gets suspended because he tried to fly to home. Like, they're in L.A. to play the Chargers, and they found him at the airport the day of the game.
Oh, that's right.
Well, and then they let him back, right? They suspended him, then they let him back
in. I mean,
he
was fine, but he wasn't an impact player. He was whatever.
You got to be careful about – you got to grow your own. At the end of the day, you got to grow your own, and the way you use free agency is to fill in like the Texans.
That's really scary, though. When you do something like that, when you're a part of a team and you just flake out and do something crazy like that. No, it's honestly, you got to
right
watch.
Off the bat.
You got to watch Lawrence Timmons in the future.
Oh, you think?
Yes, because something flaky behavior like that is that's a red flag. It really is. So, I mean, we've seen so many guys who do things that you're like, what the hell is that about? And then later on you go, wow, dude really has a problem. How about the Browns? Trading for Tyrod Taylor, signing Carlos Hyde, trading for Jarvis Landry, Darren Fells, they pick him up, sign him, Chris Hubbard, Donald Stevenson, Chris Smith, Demarius Randall, they traded for him, TJ Carey, Terrence Mitchell, and they re-signed Josh Gordon. They lose Kaiser, Crowell, Joe Thomas, who retired yesterday, and Danny Shelton. Wow. You want to talk about, well, this is a new regime, and they're extremely, John Dorsey is extremely aggressive.
Mm-hmm. The roster's not good enough. You added players. Shelton doesn't fit what they want to do.
And you still have a boatload of draft picks.
A boatload of picks. I'm telling you, I've said it before and I will say it again. They will be in the playoffs in 2 years, the Cleveland Browns.
They've got a lot of good players.
They're going to get a quarterback. Yeah. I mean, they got Tyrod Taylor, who's serviceable already. They're going to draft another one. And I read yesterday, I'm trying to recall who it was that tweeted this, who said, no, it's Chris Mortensen. Chris Mortensen said this. The Browns will absolutely draft a quarterback with the first pick of the draft. When Mort says stuff like that, I pay attention. Mort's one of those guys I pay attention to.
Will Hugh Jackson be their coach quickly when they're in the playoffs?
No. I think Hugh gets 1 year and he's done.
Yeah, probably. All right, taking one here. When we come back, guys, we see you on the line.
I'm telling you, Cleveland's going to be the team. And if they go and get Bradley Chubb somehow?
I think that's the first pick. I think that's the first pick in the draft.
Oh, my God.
Taking one here live at Revelry, where they got happy hour specials 3 to 7. But get here before that. Food is excellent for lunch. Come and hang out. Listen to the shows all day long right here at Revelry, Richmond and Mandel, 1613 Richmond. Come on, hang out with us.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. Good morning. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live at Revelry, where we're watching games all day. Come on by tomorrow, Prime Social. Come play poker with us. It's going to be fun. All right, we got who's first? C-Note? Dell or James? C-Note's first. Let's get him in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, C-Note.
What's going on, man? It's been a minute. Y'all probably forgot about me. The last time I talked to you and Lance was on that other station. We ain't going to name it, though. But how about TSU?
Yeah,
man?
What's going on?
How about TSU, man? How about it?
TSU, man. It's a big day for the city of Houston, man, because even though, you know, TSU's in the SWAC, 16th seed, it was a moral and a big victory last night, man. We're proud of TSU Tigers, man.
Well, I looked at how all the teams were ranked, and TSU was dead last on the ranking, and they get Xavier. They get Xavier now Friday night, and that's going to be tough. That's awfully difficult. But I will say they're not the worst team. Because they looked at their record when Mike Davis had a plan. He told us just yesterday.
Yep.
He said, I don't care what your record is in the preseason. I'm going to go win conference and win the tournament. And that's that's what he did. He got his team ready to go to the tournament.
Great guy, man. Mike Davis is a great coach and a great guy on a personal level. TSU was ranked 67th out of the 68 teams. But, you know, hey, man, just take that slingshot and you know, try to go and hit that giant dead in the nose, man.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be awesome.
You know what?
First time ever.
You can't do it when you're sitting at home, so let's go. It'd be awesome if he was able to do that. Boy, you want to talk about a story. The first ever 16 seed? Holy crap. And this team's on a roll. I mean – Xavier's going to be awfully difficult, but Xavier is not infallible. At some point, will it happen in our lifetimes that a 16 beats a 1? Will it happen, Lance? A 16 over a 1.
Twitter's just in my head.
Why are you letting Twitter?
You know what? Raheel's right. Twitter's ruining my life today.
What is wrong with you?
You see what I just do?
Yeah, you just shut your computer.
Block three people and shut the computer.
You blocked them.
No, yeah, it will happen. On our lifetime. I'm being honest with you. This is one of the most shocking things I've ever seen. We have plenty of twos getting beat by 15s. How in the world has a one not gotten beat by 16 yet?
And we
it's the most shocking thing. It happens this year.
Great. What? You just said it. TSU.
Well, we have floods every year. We've got mudslides, wildfires. Trump's talking about doing this, and he can still get elected. Like, we can grab her and do this. And like, no, we're good. He even said, I could shoot you in the face. I'll still get elected.
Well,
you can't say that. He said it. He got elected. No problem.
Well, I like that our president
was
with a porn star.
Here's my point. Things I never thought could ever happen. Oh, yeah. Porn stars. Like, I if you had told me we're going to have a president. If you had told me in, let's say, 2000, Lance, in 18 years, we will have a president smash a porn star. Not when he's president. He's not going to be able to get through that.
Well,
and like that's not gonna.
If you think Clinton didn't smash them,
oh no, I know. And they were, and the impeachment is like, we gotta have an impeachment. He's lying, yeah. And I'm like, this time it's just like, what else?
Yeah.
Like we're just the what else? What else you got? I just had the porn star.
Doesn't matter.
I thought that was gonna be a news story. Like, nah. Next, we got floods every year. We got the 100-year hurricanes coming every year. By the way,
16 wins this year.
We got. Everything else crazy that I never thought I would see happen in my life is happening now. These once-in-a-lifetime generational, you will never see this happen.
That's
you will never have
500-year
Russell
flood.
Westbrook averaged a triple-double last year. Yeah. He averaged a triple-double. Yeah. That's a crazy, crazy stat. And we're just like, what else? I don't care about that. What else?
What?
It's got to be 16-1, right? 16-1. That's the next domino to fall that we've never, like, I never thought I'd see anyone ever average a triple-double. I never thought I would see it. He averaged it. Yep. He's got 100 triple-doubles.
He's almost got it this year, too.
I know. He's got 100 triple-doubles in his career already.
Yep. Well, how about that? Let's get Larry
Bird had, like, 13.
James in here. He wants to talk about the tournament. Hey, James.
Hey, just if you want to keep talking crazy, Lance, you just put the – Cleveland Browns in the playoffs in 2 years. That's
Except this is what is happening now. I'm like, Cleveland will be in the playoffs in 2 years. They are 1-31 in their last 2 years, and I just said that they'd be in the playoffs. And you backed me. Yep. You're like, hey, it's got a pretty good chance.
I feel crazy like old times. Takes exposed has that little handwriting emoji when you said that.
That's a dangerous one, but I actually don't – even before they made one free agent signing, I kind of felt that was the case. Because, A, I think John Dorsey's pretty smart and understands how to build football teams. But, secondly, you can't continue to screw up this many draft picks. It's just not possible.
No.
You're going to fall into three or four hits.
Signed Rick Smith.
What
do you want to talk about, James?
A couple things. I'm filling out my bracket. Getting it done. I believe the SFA coach when he said he had a dream where he won two games in Dallas and he's in the Sweet 16. Did y'all hear him say that during the interview?
Yeah, we did the interview.
There was some confusion in the tech.
You also accused him of not going to the tournament before, so I'm not sure if you were
not. No,
if
that
you were
was
there. Or not.
See, you're off again because that wasn't Kyle Keller.
That's Chris Beard.
That was Chris Beard.
I've been to the tournament before, guys.
I didn't accuse him of anything.
I've been with a good team before, guys.
Yeah.
You know what? So everybody also, there's a lot of heat around Stephen F. Austin as the pick. And the people doing that are the ones who have really studied a lot of basketball, who believe it's ripe for an upset. I think there is a pretty good chance of it. You know they're getting double digits?
I think it's a good bet. I don't know about winning the game, per se. But I think it's a good bet that I think it'll be close. Hey, they play a tough, tough half-court game. He said that's our philosophy. We are getting after you in the half court. We're not going to let you run on us and extending ourselves full court. But we are getting after you half court. They'll do a lot of trapping. They'll get a lot of turnovers. And that's how you beat teams. You hit some threes. And all of a sudden, Texas Tech is going, what the hell? You know, these guys are scrappy.
Who do they play? If one and two are on opposite sides, you have 3-4. So if you beat three, so, you know, technically, I guess, you got a shot. Like, your second game should theoretically be easier. If Stephen F. Austin gets past the first game, on paper at least, your second game would be an easier game.
Yeah.
By
and that's how double digit – and it happens if the 12s –
That's how double digit –
that's how the 12s get through, if the 12s get there, they – at 20 out of 47 times, the 12s have advanced to the Sweet 16.
That – you're positive that's a number.
Yes, that's a number.
Doesn't that sound absolutely shocking?
Yes.
20 of 47 times.
Yes.
And the reason is because
47 12s have won the first game, and out of those 47, 20 have advanced to the Sweet 16.
And here's why. And a lot of times they're mid-majors. Historically, they've been mid-majors in that position that are loaded with juniors and seniors. They're underseeded because they've been mid-majors historically. They've smartened up over the last 5 to 10 years. But clearly, if you're a 12 seed and you beat a three and you beat a five seed, well, in this case, we'd be talking about 14-3. But that means that you have been underseeded to begin with, so they've already screwed up because you're not seeded properly, and now you're going up against theoretically a lesser opponent.
Well, no, you're playing a 4 or a 13.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're 12,
should be a better.
If you're a 14-3.
You're playing.
If you're 14-3.
Four and five and 12 plays 4 and 13.
No, but who does 14-3 play?
6-11.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's why Stephen F. could absolutely get there. If 14 beats 3,
right,
they go up against 6-11.
6-11.
On paper, that's a much better matchup for a Stephen F. Austin, for example.
Right. Exactly. But I was talking about 12 and 15.
Well, 12 and 5, you got to
play the 4.
Yeah, but you also are clearly underseeded at a 12.
Yes. Clearly, because
double digits who pull upsets are underseeded typically.
Yeah, well, and it says you have to take. Did you take any 12s?
Yeah, I took. Loyola is not.
Murray State, West Virginia, Kentucky, and Davidson.
I took Davidson.
You took Davidson?
Yeah, I took Davidson. Davidson's supposed. And by the way, Davidson is like a 5-point dog, 6-point dog.
New Mexico State, Clemson, and South Dakota State, Ohio State.
Wanted to play South Dakota State, but I didn't.
Everybody's on South Dakota State. That scares me.
I went Davidson.
When everybody's on it, that scares me.
Over Kentucky.
All right, 713-780-3776.
Why do Longhorns – look at this, and maybe this – is this something that has to do with the tournament? Because there's Kevin Durant, a picture of Kevin Durant. He's got his Longhorn hat on. 1 year he went there. Why do all – I don't know if this – piece that they're doing on ESPN is about the tournament, because if so,
well,
but if it's not, does anyone lead the league in former alumni or former players representing their college and going back more often than Longhorns?
I think maybe he should just shut up and dribble. That's
stop
what I
it.
Think.
Just stop it.
I don't want to hear him talking about the tournament.
Shut up and dribble. Shut up and dribble the shot clock out.
As people.
So that the Rockets can get by.
As many people say, the old adage, shut up and dribble. Never heard that before, actually.
Never heard that.
Old adage, the old adage, I like to say, because I'm British. Time for me to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com.
Just shut up and talk about cars, John.
Just shut up and talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com. So easy, you can do it in your underwear. Cool. Yes, you can do it in your underwear. I don't want to see it. Please don't do it with your video on your laptop. Just let's do it in the privacy of our home if we're going to do it in our underwear or naked. But here's the thing is it's so simple. To go to GiveMeTheVin.com, you put in your VIN, they'll tell you what your car's worth. Basically, they're going to come back at you in a minute. And if you don't do this, then I just don't understand you. If you're going to sell your car, find out what it's worth. If you can get more money from John Clay Wolf, why don't you take that? And, oh, by the way, you can still do your deal with your dealership, and your dealership is still going to give you that. If you work out a deal for a car and you go, you know what, though? I'm going to trade in my car with John Clay Wolf, and we'll do it through your dealership, but I'm going to take that money because he's offering me more. Oh, wait, you told me that's what the new car I'm buying is for. Well, that's if you trade in your car, which we're ripping you off on. No. Still give me the deal that you agree to on that new car. So, look, if you're selling your car, there's only one thing that you got to do, and it's find out what it's worth at GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com. Tell John Clay Wolf you heard it right here. Whoa.
What you call an icon living? Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
How about our guys over at the Indoor Comfort? Indoor Comfort, indoorac.com, indoorac.com. Jerry and Frank are going to get to your home. How about this? $49 for a checkup. They will come and check out everything about your air conditioning unit. And if it's fine, it's fine. But if it's not, now is the time. They have inventory from last year that's still brand new equipment, but they have to get rid of to make way for all the new equipment that's going to, and they're going to need this summer. Now's the time. This is like a rebate time in the air conditioning industry. Do it now and save money.
Yeah, so and when you don't do it now, look, the mistake that you make is not getting your air conditioner fixed right now. If you know it's an issue, if you already know it's an issue and you're not taking advantage of these great rates by Indoor Comfort Specialists, you're going to be in some serious, serious trouble as soon as we hit a hot spell, and that can happen in a day. All of a sudden, it's humid, it's hot, and you're like, oh, this is miserable. Get on the docket right now and have them come out and take a look at your system. Or if you know it needs to be replaced, they can get that done for you very quickly as well at great rates right now. So make sure – and financing is available. So go to indoorcomfortspecialist.com or give
indoorac.com.
That's right, indoorac.com. Indoorac.com or give them a call today. But make sure that you get this done before the brutal summer hits us. And sometimes our summer hits in April. Make sure you do it today.
713-666-1101, indoorac.com.
Lay. Sir. Yeah.
Yeah. Kayla's in the building.
Yeah.
This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live at Revelry. Come on out, hang out with us today. Are you going to do the show, Raheel, and with the tournament on? You're going to be...
Dude, it's one of the worst programming decisions we've made. This is one of my favorite things. I don't want to do the show. I'm sorry. I love my job. I love the listeners.
Why don't you take today and tomorrow off?
I was going to do that, but I have to take 2 days off later on in the month. So, unlike you guys, I don't get that many days off.
Figure skating championships that you have to get to?
You've already taken the men's, 5 days off, bro.
The men's figure skating championships?
No. It's already over. The Winter Olympics are over.
He and Dell had an argument. You know, Dell, Raheel is Mr. Bracket Guy. Well, he's Mr. Brackets. Tournament Guy, Mr. Bracket Guy. What would you think our little ball of hate Dell is? Do you think he's Mr. Bracket Guy?
Do I think Dell is
a... Do you think Dell loves brackets?
Bracketology?
Yeah.
No, he hates people. Well, don't you hate people that talk about their brackets, though?
They're worse than fantasy football guy. I mean... No one really cares what you think. I mean, all of a sudden you give it. You know how South Dakota State's going to play because it's the most talented team they faced all year. Thank you. I appreciate your
input.
If
you think about it, Dell is really right. The amount of people, and this has gone on forever, I had them in my bracket. When you yell that out in the middle of a sports bar, mm-hmm. when it literally, there is nobody who cares other than people who are in a contest with you to win a prize. It's the only people who are going to care.
And even then, they don't care. Even then, they don't care because if you had them or if you called the upset, they're probably getting screwed in that, right? They're like, oh, dang it, now I can't even win that $50 gift card to whatever restaurant, right? So even they don't care. I just like because there's so many good games and picking the bracket, putting it into a pool and seeing where you rank and all the good stories that come out of it, who's going to be the one that lasts longest in the pool with the perfect bracket. Stuff like that. I'm happy. I enjoy that. But I'm not going to force it on people, you know. And I get where Dell's coming from. Why are we picking San Diego State? Or why are we picking South Dakota State? We can't name a guy on that team. We've never watched them. We don't even know we don't even know if they played, you know, a good team in preseason or what they did in conference. But we do it because it's fun.
Jay Billis and Dick Vitale.
Those guys do, yeah. But even them, I bet you, Jay Billis probably does. Dick Vitale hasn't watched San Diego State, South Dakota State, Iona. He hasn't watched any of them. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that either. No. I don't know. Maybe he has. I don't know.
No,
those guys keep up with more than you think. That's
no,
all they
Jay
have
Billis
to do.
Does. Jay Billis. There's no chance. Vitale calls games, you can hear it.
He was on this morning, and he obviously it bothers me because everyone's picking Loyola Chicago for whatever reason. How many games do you think he's seen of Loyola Chicago to make them his upset pick?
Yeah, but these guys are. They're enthused.
That's fine.
Basketball.
That's
they
what
would
they do.
Watch a Loyola Chicago.
Every yeah. what? How many
I'm not
games
sure
do you
on
think
TV
they've
a
seen?
Lot, but
yeah, are they? Go, are they searching through ESPN 3 to find
my
their
guess
games?
Is Dick Vitale flew to Chicago to watch some of the games, probably 5 or 6 of them.
Sure, he did.
Maybe 9 or 10.
Uh huh. Yeah, makes sense.
Well, no. Here's the problem with your theory about bracket guy worse than fantasy football guy. It's only 3 weeks.
But the fervor, but the energy.
17 weeks.
Wait, I get that, but the energy that comes with a bracket guy, and there are more people. Like everybody fills out a bracket. Everyone in your office does. It doesn't matter who, matter if they love sports or not, because they got a chance to win something.
It is an icebreaker. Like, how's your bracket doing?
Yeah,
you can say that to anybody at any time.
And
so, how's your bracket
love that.
Doing?
If you go to in a bar tonight or tomorrow night. They're going right home with you.
How's your bracket doing?
How's your bracket?
Hey, ooh, what are you doing later?
Yeah, like, don't try to get slick and say, like, sneak up behind somebody and say, ooh, you got a nice bracket. Yeah. Like, what? What did you say?
No, that.
Well, they start looking at you like, what? Wait,
that's
what?
That's a hashtag.
I know.
Nice
you can't do
bracket.
That. No, you can't do that.
Hashtag nice bracket.
But you can because you're asking about a bracket. Tone of voice. Just because John just did a creepy voice, a creepy tone,
nice
doesn't mean that John can't say it. That's keep doing it one more time because I may be switching. I maybe am saying it maybe is too creepy.
Shortest wait times in the world.
Yep.
Cody is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Cody.
Hey, fellas. I got to get your thoughts on A.J. McCarron to the Bills. And
2 years.
If you think Buffalo is still going to take a quarterback, if they're still going to move up to take a quarterback early in the first.
I do. That's a great question because all these moves that are going on, you have to ask yourself, does this prevent the idea of doing something? And Buffalo would not have made an initial trade. I guess they would have made the initial Cordy Glenn trade if they had a chance to go from 21 to 12. I guess that does make some sense. But here's why I don't think it's going to change any thoughts on getting a quarterback. You sign A.J. McCarron to a 2-year deal. It's guaranteed at $6 million is the guarantee on it, but he can earn more through playing time. I think he will earn more through playing time. It still, in essence, is a 1-year deal with a chance to be a 2-year deal. That's still all it is. So that's what you want. That's what you look for when you're going to draft a quarterback and groom a quarterback. And I will give these teams credit. It looks like most of these teams, including the Browns, are putting themselves in a position that if they draft a quarterback, they're not throwing a quarterback out there right away. Pretty much all of these
couldn't
teams.
They accomplish the same thing by drafting Calvin Ridley at 12, maybe Mike McGlinchey at 22, and then hoping Lamar Jackson falls into the second or Mason Rudolph into the third?
Yeah, they could, and maybe that's what they're going to do. Yeah, you're right. That could be something that they want to do, and maybe they move up to 12 just because they wanted to move Glenn and his contract anyway. And they now here's what I don't know about Buffalo. Buffalo's put themselves in a real tough position because they don't have Eric Wood, their center, retired. Chantrell Henderson's gone. We hadn't really played in the last 2 years, really. They lost starting tackle and Cordy Glenn. Like, they got a lot of holes. Buffalo's got a lot of holes up front. Maybe I'm missing something, Cody, but you guys look desperate for an offensive line.
Bye, Sports Map. Hope you find your dad. Later, losers. I thought Sports Map was coming on at 9. Why is Sports Map leaving us now? Did Sports Map come on early today, Dell?
Sorry, I meant we need to go to get the Sports Map. I meant we need to go to break to get the Sports Map.
Oh, you said bye to Sports Map.
I said sorry. I apologize.
Well, just okay. You screwed up the whole Dell show's ruined now.
Sports Map shaming. Nice, Dell.
Yeah, Dell. Wow. Nice, Dell.
You're welcome.
You ruined the whole show. This was a perfect show. Zero glitches, and now what? And now we said goodbye to Sports Map
to be
when
fair,
they're actually coming on.
To be fair, what level could the show have risen to when you opened it?
Every person now thinks Barry's on Sports Map. coming up, and they're going to be disappointed to hear us. Thank you.
Well, I'm disappointed to hear us, so why should they be any different?
I know you are. When are you coming out here?
Probably around 10, 15 or so, whenever my replacement gets here.
Yeah, right down the street. It's easy to get to. Come on, Richmond. 1613 Richmond, Richmond and Mandel. We're going to be watching the games starting at 11 o'clock right here. It starts with OU, right? 11:15? Starts with OU. And we talked to Carlin Hartman yesterday. Everybody's down on OU. They probably take care of business. That's what happens in this tournament.
That's what I think is going to happen. I think they come out with some piss and vinegar, and I think they get there in the first round.
Well, all right, Del, what do we have here? I got so much crap on my –
Allied Siding.
Allied's what? Allied Siding and Windows. That's my guy Leonard over there. Allied Siding and Windows is awesome in that they got the James Hardy Plank special going on right. It starts as low as $150 a month with the trim, the overhangs, all the siding, all of it, okay? You got it all for just starting at $150 a month. They install more James Hardy Plank replacement than anybody else, non-prorated 30-year warranty, that helps. How about no interest for 18 months and 100% financing as well? And can they have more incentives than this? Plus a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home siding purchase. I need you right now to give Allied a call, 713-WINDOWS. They've had the same phone number for how long? For 30 years? 713-946-3697. Same name, Allied Siding and Windows, and phone number. That means you're doing it right, especially when you got an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. Allied Siding and Windows, 713-WINDOWS, local, affordable, reliable Allied Siding and Windows.
ESPN 97.5.